We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What do you make of Sirianni's act, that kind of coach, the sort of screamer coach, the intense kind of guy? You like that?
I don't know if I like it, but I respect it, I guess. He's a guy who really is doing a good job because he's not getting in the way of his team. He has an experienced roster from top to bottom, offense, defense.
You see this stuff, though? Like, what's your reaction as a player and that guy's doing that?
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it at all. I mean, he's in for a free ride right now. You guys can coach this team and they can succeed.
Wow. Free ride?
Wow. Well, there you go. Julian Love. And he was obviously not happy with the face he was making in the camera during the Giants game, because that's what he alluded to right there. But what was the quote, Jack, that he said that it's a free ride right now?
Yep.
While complimenting the Eagles roster, he's more or less says the coach has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. So he's a system quarterback and a system head coach, according to the other NFC East players.
Right. Yes. Imagine. That's a hell of a system. Just plug it right in. So Ike, how much do you think that Nick Sirianni, he's not calling plays on offense, he's not mm-hmm. calling plays on defense, mm-hmm. but I see a lot of coaches, successful coaches around the NFL, that aren't calling plays on offense or defense that are considered successful coaches.
Yeah.
And this is Nick Sirianni's second year?
Second year.
Second year he's in the Super Bowl,
yeah.
Right? Like, so I would say he's doing a pretty damn good job.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you can't say he's doing a very good job. I guess if you get into the details of what he actually does or how he impacts the team on game day, you know, some people may put the priority of or prioritize play calling a lot higher versus someone who isn't calling plays. It's all about your perception of a coach. And this is where no fault of his own. It's just who he is and his personality that he shows. You know, people from the outside don't necessarily may not find that endearing to them. Or it's not a lovable sort of character. You know, it's he's our head coach.
Right.
So we feel a certain way about him. I don't know if we would feel this way about him if we were watching him coach another team. Right?
I wouldn't like it either.
So, I mean,
if I was watching the same thing, I would probably think, like, who is this goof that's right. making these faces in front of the camera or whatever?
So I get it, you know, other people from the outside being critical or jealous or, you know, whatever. But you got to look at it this way. Who cares? He's our coach. Like, that's the way, just like Doug. Doug got a lot of the same sort of stuff, little undermining remarks about he's not the brightest or this and any right. other. Guy won a Super Bowl and out-coached Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl. So whatever anyone's first impression of Nick Sirianni was last year, and a lot of us had those reactions to his first impression, his first press conference, I think he's grown light years from that, and so much so you don't have to focus on press conferences. Look at the results, and that's what matters the most. The results. His players love him. They love playing for him. He doesn't have to be the guy who's drawing up the plays and has to get all the credit like the Sean McVays and the Cal Shanahans. These guys, I can go through a list of other coaches around the league. Matt LaFleur or Mike LaFleur, whatever the hell his name is, in Green Bay, what does he do? of what Aaron Rodgers tells him to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
So how smart is he? He's gone to back-to-back conference championship games just because he looks good and he can present himself well. It doesn't mean he's having any more of an impact on what's going on than anyone else. And the thing I like about Nick Sirianni is that he's found an area where he can have his greatest impact on the team and his ego isn't bruised because he doesn't have to have control of everything. That's what's happened to some of these other coaches. You know, Andy left here, it was a power struggle. You know, Chip came in here, it was a power struggle. People don't like to talk about it. Doug ain't here. A little bit of a power struggle.
Yep.
So, right now, Nick is perfect. And there's plenty of coaches that have had success doing it the way Nick does it. John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin. These guys have had decades of success. They're both Hall of Fame coaches. They don't call the plays on Sunday.
Nope.
They don't call the plays on Sunday. So he's not a Jason Garrett. We all saw him, Coach Clapp, right? He's just over there clapping. That's all he does. He doesn't have any say. Nobody respects him, right? But he kept his job for almost a decade.
Yep.
So I don't know. I mean, what's his name? Justin Love, Jordan Love?
Julian Love.
Julian Love.
So he doubled down on Twitter.
I mean, of course he did. That's okay. Just make sure Brian Daboll's a good coach. You've had a few coaches up there the last few years. Where about your coach?
Well, and so
he's – because guess what? You're going to have to deal with our coach. We're not going anywhere. The Eagles aren't going anywhere. You just won 9 games for the first time, and that was success. And they're throwing a parade in New York for you guys up there. You've been the worst team in football the last 5 years.
Yep.
Lost more games than anybody. Like, lost more games than anybody. We've had 3 coaches, and they've all won more and done more than the coaches that have been there in New York.
He follows up.
Julian Love or Jordan Love?
Julian Love.
Julian Love, okay.
Jordan Love's the quarterback up in Green Bay.
Okay, that's right.
Philly fans sure don't like this one, LOL, but I'm not wrong. This is a players' league, and Philly has dogs on the roster top to bottom. It's no mystery why they're in this position. Right, but you can say that they have a great roster top to bottom without taking shots at the head coach. See, here's that
Peter Schrager sort of said, or Cal Brandt, they led him into that.
And he took the bait.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
And then he went. So, I mean, and here's my perspective from it now. You've just made yourself a story next year when these two teams play each other. An unnecessary story to where now if you're a Giant, I don't even know his contractual status or really who he is. But now this becomes a big story. Now his coach is going to have to answer to it. Now his teammates are going to have to answer to it. Now he's going to have to answer to it. You just lost, right? And yeah. He's a good talker. He's a good-looking dude. He's going to do media. He doesn't mind throwing out his opinions. Even if he's not necessarily wrong, it's just unnecessary. They just beat you.
You know what? I like it, though. That's better than swapping jerseys after every game. It's too friendly.
Better saying go win one for our division?
Yeah, it's better than what Michael Parsons is down there in Dallas trying to root on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Like, I don't need all of that. I'm okay with a little rivalry. I don't like the Giants. They stink. We made fun of Joe Judge left and right. Did we not?
For good reason. He's a local guy.
Well, okay, Nick's mugging into a camera.
No, but there's a difference between not liking that and saying that he's got nothing to do with the reason why the team is where they are. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I mean – all right. I'm just saying we ripped Joe Judge and made fun of Joe Judge being in New York.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
We did.
Yeah, we make fun of other coaches. Like
sure.
if Nick is gonna do that, then you have to almost
accept
whatever reaction it garners from people that are watching. Like if you're gonna do that, then it's like wearing a Beat Dallas shirt. Like if you're gonna do that type of stuff, then people are gonna react to it.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, people are going to react to it. So, but the thing is, as long as we support him, like we shouldn't care if everybody on the outside loves him and respects him or what have you. Like, I don't care if the freaking Giants players don't like our coach or what. So what?
Yeah. Twitter questions today.
Go ahead.
brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Looking to get engaged? Visit the home team with the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Visit marks-jewelers.com. I mean, it certainly does help the rivalry.
No one likes us. We don't care.
We do, though. Bull. Yeah, but we do care. That's the thing. We say we don't care.
Well, some people care.
I know.
Some of us don't care. Like, some of us really don't care. Like, some of us do care, and then some of us don't care.
Correct. Let's go to Frankie in Roxborough. Frankie, how are you? What's going on, buddy?
All right, guys. How you doing? Thank you for
Frankie.
What's up, Frankie?
How you doing, buddy?
John Marks, I'm glad you're on the bandwagon.
Thank you. Good to be on, Frankie.
I don't care how we win. We play bully ball. And Ike, we won how many games?
When, this year? 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, 14.
Okay. And when we wanted to, when we took the lead, right, and we wanted to just, like, run the ball and just, like, beat them up, right, did anybody stop us?
Nope.
Okay. But Jalen, he's a nightmare. Now, Ike, I want to ask you a question because you played and you were a linebacker.
That's true.
Now, I taped every game that the Eagles played, and I watched when Jalen does his thing about, you know, the RPOs and all that. Mm-hmm. I watched the linebackers, Ike, mm-hmm. and it looks like their feet are in concrete. They can't make a decision. And when we played San Francisco, we beat them up so bad. All we heard about is how Warner is so good. He is good. I give him that. But do you remember that one play, Ike, when the run that Miles scored that touchdown?
The first one or the second one?
Yeah. The first one when he was untouched. No, the
first one.
Do you remember
it?
Yeah, I got you. Yep.
Okay. Nobody was near him before when he was in the end zone. That's when I saw Warner reacted.
So what are you saying that it's Jalen Hurts that's contributing to this because they don't know if he's going to keep it, throw it, run it?
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm saying, John, is nobody ever stopped it all year.
Yeah, it really has been. Thank you, Frankie.
Why would we do anything else? Let's just do that.
Yes. You can't stop it. There's too many options. Too many options.
Okay, let me get to his point real quick. Jalen sticking the football in the stomach of the running back, it freezes the linebacker, and he doesn't know, and he has to wait because he doesn't know if Jalen gave the ball to the running back or he's going to keep it himself. That's first. Secondly, if he keeps it, he doesn't know if Jalen's going to run or it's a pass play. So, yeah, the linebackers are going to be a second slower. That's why this offense has great design, because that 1 second it takes for them to react, now the linemen have already got the angles on the blocks that they need. You can't flow fast to the football because these aren't easy reads. This isn't, you know, 22 belly or 32 stretch where you can just run to the football. This is stick the ball in the running back's stomach, and sometimes I'm going to pull it out. I'm going to throw it, or I could run it myself. Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
I know. Man. Sorry, there's families there, isn't there? Well, hold on. I mean, there's a little bit too much 32 dive left.
There's,
I was talking to Herb.
He sounded like Herb, yeah. But I mean, no,
and those are old running plays, exactly.
But the thing that makes Jalen special, I suppose, then would be this isn't the first time quarterbacks have tried this. Jalen's just very gifted at deception, knowing when to keep it, knowing when to throw it. We saw the difference in the rushing game when he wasn't out there.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different, right? Like, mm-hmm. just when you know there's no threat, because Gardner Mitchell wasn't doing RPOs throwing the ball, right? He was just more or less handing the ball off or not handing the ball off. Jalen's very good at knowing when to keep it, knowing when – I mean, it really does keep the defense on their toes or really on their heels.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's ways to slow it down. I mean, if you really think about it, the 49ers slowed it down.
Yeah, for sure.
The Eagles just stuck with it, and eventually – they broke runs in the red zone, but the Eagles only averaged 3.4 yards per carry. So, and it took 44 rushing attempts just to get 145 rushing yards. So, but the great thing about that game last week is that the Eagles didn't get frustrated by that. They stuck with it. And that's what you have to do. Because he's right. On those two touchdowns that Miles scored on, it wasn't touched.
Yeah, it was a big hole, boom, yeah. Go throw a touchdown.
Yeah, he wasn't touched.
We'll get to Todd Maryland in a second, but T and Collins will join us. T, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right. How y'all doing? Appreciate you taking my call.
What's up, T?
Hey,
man, I got 5 quick points. If you don't mind, I'll bust through them and I'll just comment and talk about it if you want to.
You got laughter from the studio audience.
No one ever says I have 5 quick points. There's normally 2 quick points, yeah.
No, I got 5.
No, I know. No, that's why I was funny. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Go ahead. Shoot. My bad. I don't want to slow you down. Go.
Yeah, for the 5 years, $250 million, that's a lot, man. And I'll tell you what. Jalen Hurts' agent, if she already said when she signed Will Anderson, possible number one pick in the draft, that she needed a Brinks truck, you know right she's going to get that 5 years, $250 million, and she sent Howie Roseman some Jerry Maguire show me the money stuff because they ain't playing, man. And really, that's going to change the whole outcome of us moving forward. And in doing so, Hurts' father, Wade Hurts Sr., he's got to be buying y'all something crazy if his son's getting 5 years, $250 million. Because the way OG Wade just professed his love for his son on here, I know 5 years, $250 million is going to be in his bank account as well. That's two. Now, with the Hurts contract, what would you say, honestly, would be more beneficial, man, to get Hurts out the way? Because we know they're going to pay him. Or to retain Hurts at a cheaper value and get more players. Because once you pay him, man, the allocation of developing players and doing the right thing in the draft, I mean, yeah, Howie's been getting better. But I'm not sure that, you know, that's a shoo-in. So if it's not a shoo-in, I hope that, you know, we can get him for $46, $47 million a year rather than 50.
Well, it highlights misses too, right? Like you can't afford to miss on picks.
Unless Howie continues to find ways to move up the draft. When you're drafting later in that first round, those picks are more likely to not hit as opposed to a top 10 pick, right? So if you're drafting in the high 20s because we expect to have a good football team, it's harder to hit on those players. And not that you can't. I just mean the no-brainers aren't there like they are in the top 10.
Now, my last two before I go, thank you for the time. But the free agent situation, you brought this up like about a month ago, and I talked to you about this, and I still double down the same way. Like, out of those three players that you highlight, whether it's Hargrave, Bradbury, T.J. Edwards, or whoever the three are, like, you really need to bring two of those big contracts back to run it back. And that's just how I feel. I know you can't bring all three. I know you can't bring all these top players back, but the integral parts of those defense are going to be the reason we get farther with a stronger schedule next year in the playoffs farther on for the 2023 season. And lastly, what's not talked about more than anything, and I think people need to highlight more, the reason Patrick Mahomes has been the 5, the reason that no one really highlights that I think is being missed, is the retention of coaches in Kansas City. Kansas City is a playoff team that's perennial. And the reason that they're a playoff team that's perennial is because they retain coaches. So us losing Shane Steichen or Jonathan Gannon is going to be an integral part of why it's going to be maximally harder to do what we did this year. So you got to win this game. You got to retain the players and the coaches. And people need to realize the influence that these good coaches have. But I will say lastly that the players, to me, on defense are a better allocation of where we're going to go rather than Jonathan Gannon if I had to pick one.
All right, T. All right. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Just backload the contract for Hurts, right? Like, he's still going to make second-round money next year. Even when you extend him, you can still keep the cap number like that. Mm-hmm. And if you're signing a 5-year contract, I'll just make year 3, 4, and 5 where that's the mega hit. Then they just redo the contracts, and they keep kicking it in the future.
Yeah, the quarterback is easy. It's the talent you put around him. Like, the quarterback is easy to keep because you know he's the mainstay. That's why – When the Chiefs did Patrick Mahomes' contract, like they're like, okay, we're just going to spread the money out. We can backload it. Either way, we know we can always rip up the deal. You're not going anywhere. Right. So we'll be able to do that It's the other players and whether or not they're willing to have their money switched around like that, right? So you're looking at James Bradberry. He's not going to be here for the next 5 to 6 years. So he want all his money
now.
Now, so
that's 3 years. They can't do that with everybody.
Right. You can't do that with everybody. And when you're doing it with players that are Bradberry's age or Hargrave's age, like those players that are around 30, you know you don't have 5, 6 years. Like with Jalen, he's 24. You can manipulate that. Yeah, you can manipulate that contract how you want it, because really all he cares about is the signing bonus.
I guess my point was that when people hear the $50 million a year, you don't have to account for that every year, the $50 million. How he cooks the books and then can lower it a little bit and you can still add talent, especially if you think the window's open right now. At some point you'll have to pay for it. All right, Todd in Maryland's up. Todd, go ahead, man. How are you?
Hey guys, love the show. Your 5 o'clock hour is a great fun radio. It just really makes my day. We're a little early. We're not in the 5 o'clock switching hour yet. But hey, Johnny Marks, what I wanted to say is I thought you were a little tough on the fan base towards the end of the show yesterday. I was a little confused by what you were saying.
So basically what was being said to me was that I am not as much of a fan as somebody that goes down the games and is in every week and is in the parking lot. And a Super Bowl loss means more to them than to me, because I'm not the one that goes down and tailgates and goes to games and things like that. My point is that every fan is different, and it doesn't mean I'm any less of a fan because I don't enjoy going down the games and tailgating and going into the games.
Oh, that's fair. I appreciate that. And real quick, I just want to say Herb's ode to the Eagles last week was the funniest goddamn thing I've heard in a long time. And I just laughed thinking, if your bosses had just wanted to check in on your show, turn on the radio, and heard that, I wonder what's running. They're probably thinking, what are they doing on this show?
Rod, and Jack, it's
classic radio. And Jack, you got to play that whenever you get it. It should end your show from now into the Eagles, because here we go. Here we go, Eagles.
That is.
Pick six. Bump the mark touchdown, of the beast. Fumble touchdown. 1, 2, 3 out. 1, 2, 3 out. 1, 2, 3 out. Give me an E. E. Give me an A. A. L-E-S, Eagles.
Wow.
He did his own E. He didn't give anyone a chance to give him an E.
Right. That's what he throws everybody off. With the chant. Well, I appreciate it, Todd.
All right, well, have fun in Arizona. What a fun ride.
All right, man.
All right, Todd.
There he is. Yeah, Herb. Herb's one of a kind. Actually, I saw Rod Lincoln. We had heard of him for like 6 or 7 minutes yesterday, and I saw Rod duck into Jack's studio, and I was wondering if he was – why do you have Herb on for this many minutes?
Yeah, I'm sure he was asking that.
Told you, Ike.
Yeah.
I told you a few. She's black. Ike, I told you.
Come on. 215-592-9494.
It was not about that, for what it's worth.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Okay.
Nah, he's not like Tom Bigby or whatever that's like, you know, freaking out about Collar.
I know, but it, like 7 minutes with Herb can be.
Oh, he's basically a guest at this point.
Right. So is
really.
Wade. I mean, Wade, him, Chuck, I mean, might as well just take out a segment for him.
Pretty much do. All right, coming up, top five. Do people want to hear the top five of five with Jack Fritz, all the live studio audience here at Kremplar? So we want to hear it. What? Jack, I guess it's being rescheduled. You're being preempted. No? All right, top five of five with Jack coming up next. What does he have in store for us? Big 5 o'clock hour. We're live at Kremp Florist in Willow Grove. So stop on out. We're here till 6 o'clock. Back right after this. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, everybody's talking about QC Kinetics, right, because people are getting – real results for their joint pain, lasting relief without drugs or surgery. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in this exciting treatment. They're using highly concentrated healing agents from your own body to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. So if you have ongoing joint pain from arthritis or injury, you need to call QC Kinetics. And don't assume that steroids and surgery are your only option. Times have changed, and this medicine can get you moving again. No downtime. So stop taking pain meds and discover this remarkable alternative that has pro athletes. They've been using it for years, and QC Kinetics makes this available now to folks like me and you. And if you're sick and tired of joint pain, don't put it off any longer. Call today. They'll make sure they get you in for an evaluation ASAP. A better quality of life is just around the corner. Call them today, QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. Call them today, 215-999-3000.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.